love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam hands-free from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
Welcome back to the Luck Changers podcast. They say the only sure thing about luck is that it changes, and we are here to change that for you. I am your moderator for the day, and I'm with my guy Tone. Tone, how are you doing today?
Good evening, sir. I'm doing good. Just I'm shocked. I can't believe we've been through an entire NFL season, 18 weeks, and we're in the playoffs. So I'm excited to get to it. We got 6 games on the slate, and I just can't believe it, man.
It's wild card weekend. It was a fast year. It always goes fast, but nonetheless, we're here. We have the NFL playoff bracket in front of us. We are, 2 weeks into legalized sports betting here in the state of Ohio?
Yeah. Yeah. How's it been going for you so far?
So far, so good. You know, we're getting to that point where we're going to start separating the men from the boys and the women from the girls, because those super boosts, those Ohio boosts are starting to dry up. So it's going to get to where it's just some legit ass bets that you have to play. So, so far so good on my end, a lot of bad beats as per usual, but my straight bets are doing pretty well. How about you?
Oh man, bad beats. I had the Jets +3.5 last week. That was one of the worst beats I've ever faced. I mean, that was rough, but overall we have had some promos. I have more than doubled my bankroll since we started, so I'm happy about that. And I'm just appreciating the free bets. I do want to mention a couple of people I was talking to. I don't know if people are doing this, but in your household, put your wives on, put your girlfriends on, send them a referral link, hook them up with them free bets. That's what I did with my wife. Shot a referral. I got a free bet. She got a free bet. Just played the simple, basically give me money. I mean, the Bengals to score a point, Ohio State to score a point, et cetera. Easy stuff. If anything, give the wives a little play money, because you might as well. So I think it's cool to have it legalized. I love having multiple books, a bunch of different lines, and it's a whole new world for us.
Absolutely, my brother. All right, well, let's go ahead and before we get our ship completely rolling, we're going to keep the what did he say going through the postseason. And currently it's LCP 8, DSA 11. The boys are kind of making a little bit of a push here. Tone, it's all on you tonight. I haven't got any answers from Nate, so it's going to come down to strictly you, my brother.
Oh, no.
It's going to be another two-part question, so there's a chance for a bonus. You could be down by one by the end of this episode, possibly. So, anyways, here we go. Last week, TJ Watt continued his dominance versus the Browns, sadly, recording half a sack, which brings him to a total of 15 sacks and 10 career games versus the Browns. That leads us to this week's question. Which NFL player holds the most career sacks versus one specific team? And then our bonus question is, who is the team that they hold the record against?
Wow. Okay. So I'm automatically thinking like in division rivals. Interesting. Okay.
All right. Well, as always, shout out to our guy, D-Say. Thanks for supplying the trivia question and doing your research throughout the week. It's greatly appreciated. Let's go ahead and recap week 18. It was the last regular season week of the year, and not bad for the boys. Our guy Nate had 6 plays, 1 teaser, 5 single bets, 12 units in total. His 3-unit NLOD, Kansas City Chiefs -7.5, did hit. He ended up going 3-3, but he was +2 units on the week. So not bad. And then our guy Tone had 4 plays, 1 teaser, 2 single bets, 5 units in play. And Tony went 3-1, +2 units on the week. So that's always great to see. I love seeing the green check marks. Our luck it in, we had 1 play, 1 straight bet for 2 units. That was the Vikings -4, which they did cover. And as far as our yearly totals go to round out our regular season, I would say probably the toughest year since we've started doing this. And I feel like you guys both did really solid work. So bravo to the both of you. Nate came in at 58, 46, and 1. That's 55.7%, plus 18 units. Tone, you came in at 52, 46, and 1. That's 53%, plus 12 units. And as far as the two of you combined, 110 to 92 to 2, that's 54.4%. And that's plus 30 units on the year. So for anyone listening to the Luck Changers, maybe you're doing some offshore, sketchy, what have you, you know, we won't really get too deep in that, but if you were tailing us and you, were taking both the boys' picks, that's plus 30 units. So hopefully you did tail us. I mean, that's great work, boys. Nicely done. And as far as the Luck It In, it finished out 10-7, 58.8%, plus 2 units, and head to head, Nate 1, Tone 0. Not a lot of head to heads this year, but
no, even our Luck It Ins were down as well, honestly.
Yeah. So all in all, you know, 2022 season, it was a rough year. A lot of weird lines, tough lines, a lot of bad beats out there. But I mean, two of you combined plus 30 units, I think that's really solid for what you guys went up against this year. Looking back on the regular season as a whole, I mean, what do you think, Tom?
It was fine. I was a little disappointed. I had high goals. Obviously, I won 60% and didn't really come close to that. I always strive for at least 55%. And this is the first year I haven't hit it in quite some years. But that's ebbs and flows of gambling. You can't win them all. And one thing I learned this year is, you know, I got to stop taking the impulse plays. So I think I took about 15 impulse plays. I think I lost maybe 11 or 12 of those. So I got to just stick to what I'm taking, you know, before I do the show, when I'm doing my research, I'm doing my notes, and just kind of trust myself more and not switch things over at the last minute. But, you know, it is what it is. I ain't too mad about it. At least we're in the black and we'll just keep grinding. I'm going to try to get up to 55% by the end of the playoffs. So we'll see how it shakes out.
Okay. Hell yeah, brother. All right. Well, we are in the NFL wildcard weekend. We have our bracket in front of us. We have 6 games this weekend. So we're going to continue our yearly totals. We're going to push that into the postseason. Obviously, you know, the lesser games you have, the tougher that this gets as far as what you guys do. A lot less lines to choose from. But we're going to go ahead and kick it off with our Saturday game. I have Nate's plays in front of me. Tone, you're going to go ahead and give your picks. And let's see where you guys fall this week. We have Saturday at 4:30. We have the number 7 seed, NFC wild card, Seattle Seahawks. They're going to be plus 10 points. And they're traveling to San Francisco to take on the number 2 seed. They are the NFC West champions. And the over-under for this game, 42.5 points. And to just go ahead and kick it off, Nate is going to be going with the Seahawks plus 10 this week. What do you got for this one, Tom?
So, I wanted to take the 49ers when I think it was like minus 8.5, maybe minus 9. I definitely wanted to tease them down. The number keeps climbing. I think I'm ultimately going to pass. I think the 49ers are going to take care of business. I'd be shocked if they end up losing this game. One play I am going to take, sorry, I'm going to pass on the line, but I am going to take the 49ers team total over 24.5. That hook might get me. I might regret it, but they've hit that number 7 out of their last 8 games. The only time they didn't hit that number was against the Seattle team in week 15. I'm going to chalk that up to, you know, Brock Purdy is still kind of getting acclimated. And he was at Seattle. It's the 13th man. It's hard to play there. So sure. I can see them getting to 27, 28 points. And I just think they're going to come out and roll. I think defensively, they're going to be hyped up. Offensively, they're going to keep rolling. And I just think that hook might scare some people away. But I'm going to take it. I'll take the 49ers team total over 24.5.
All right. There's our two plays for the opening game this playoff weekend. Let's go ahead and jump to Saturday at 8:15. We're going to the AFC, and we have an AFC wild card, the 5 seed, Los Angeles Chargers. And they are the favorite. They are minus 2.5, traveling to Jacksonville, the 4 seed, who are the AFC South champions. The over-under for this game, 47.5 points. We have Chargers versus Jags, and Nate's going to go ahead and kick this game off with a teaser. He's going to be taking the Chargers-Jaguars. He's going to be teasing the over-under down. He's going to be taking the over 41.5 points. And we'll talk about the next game coming up, but he's going to be teasing the Bills down to just 7 points. And that's going to be a 3-unit NLOD.
All righty. Very nice. I'm going to go ahead and tease this game as well, but I'm going to tease Jacksonville up. I'm going to tease them up to plus 8.5. Again, I just this Chargers team, I love them as a dog. I love them at home as a dog, especially on the road as a favorite. I do have some pause because I do think Herbert is better than Trevor Lawrence, and Trevor Lawrence is obviously, you know, going to be both their first playoff games. But I just like getting them up over a touchdown. And the Chargers are most likely going to be without Mike Williams. So for some reason, he was playing against Denver when he didn't really need to be, and he got hurt. And I just feel like that offense is different when they're able to get him and Keenan Allen involved. I'm not saying they won't win. I do think they can come out the victory, but I'll take Jacksonville plus 8.5. I'm going to tease them with the Bucs up to plus 8.5 or plus 9.
Okay. All right. Bucs plus 9. All right. So that's the Jaguars plus 8, Bucs plus 9. Got it. All right. Let's go ahead and jump to Sunday at 1 o'clock. We have the 7-seed AFC Miami Dolphins. They're the wild card in the AFC. They're plus 13 points. And they're traveling to Buffalo, taking on the 2-seed Bills. They're the AFC East champions. Over-under for this game is 43.5 points. I mentioned it on the previous play, but Nate's got a teaser for this one. He's going to be teasing the Bills down to just minus 7 points versus the Dolphins. What do you got for this one?
So originally, I love the Bills. I think they're going to roll this game. I liked them when they was at -9, -9.5. And then the news came out that, you know, it's Teddy Bridgewater's going to be out again. Tua's going to be out, and it's going to be Skylar Thompson. So now it's up to 13.5 at some books. I still lean towards the Bills because I just think they're going to come out and try to, you know, make sure they win this game and dominate to move on. I don't like that number, though. So another way I'm going to try to attack it, I'll take another team total. I'll take the Bills team total over 28. I hope they can at least hit that number and push. But if this team can get rolling defensively and offensively, we know this Miami defense can give up some points. So I'll go ahead and take the Bills team total over 28.
All right. Bills team total over 28. And Nate has a teaser on that one, Bills -7. Moving on to Sunday at 4:30. We have the 6-seed New York Giants, who are the wild card in the NFC. They are plus 3 points. And they're going to be traveling to Minnesota to take on the 3-seed Vikings. They are the NFC North champions this year. Over-under for this game is going to be 48 points. And if you've listened to the show this season, this might surprise some people because Nate's really been staying away from the Vikings. But he's taking the Vikings -3 this week.
We're going to look it in. So okay. We'll look in that. I actually think it could land on that number. I wanted to take the Giants at first, and maybe if it went to 3.5, I would. I thought about teasing the Giants as well, because I think that's pretty much lock on a teaser leg. But ultimately, I think the Vikings get it done at home. One glaring stat that you might hear around going floating around this week is since 2002, quarterbacks making their first start against a quarterback who already has playoff experience is 17-36-1 against the spread. It's going to be hard for me to see this Giants team go on the road and beat the Vikings, even though maybe they should. I mean, the Vikings have been one of the most luckiest overrated teams all year. I think they make it out of the first round at home, but I'm definitely betting against them next week, no matter who they play, most likely. So I'll go and take the Vikings. We'll luck it in. Vikings -3.
All right. There's our first luck it in of the wild card weekend. Let's see if we have any more. Actually, I know we don't because Nate has two passes to end it out, but let's see what you got. Sunday at 8:15, Sunday Night Football, we have the 6-seed Baltimore Ravens. They are an AFC wildcard team, and they are plus 9.5 points this week. And they're traveling to their divisional rivalry team. It's the 3-seeded Cincinnati Bengals. They're the AFC North champs this year. The over-under for this game, 40.5 points. Nate's going to be taking a pass on this game. I believe you do have a play, though. What do you like for this week, this game?
I'm going to go ahead and take the Ravens plus 9.5. So I think it's going to be different than it was last week. Although last week, I believe they lost by 11 last week. I just think it's going to be different this week. And defensively, the Ravens have been so solid on defense since they got Roquan Smith. Offensively, we know they're going to be without Lamar Jackson, but Huntley should play. I guess I'll make this a conditional. If for some reason Huntley doesn't get the go, I don't know why he wouldn't, but if it ends up being Anthony Brown, I would not take that bet. But with Huntley, I think he can be serviceable. I think it's going to be a defensive game. The Bengals are banged up on their offensive line. I think they can get pressure on Joe Burrow, and they've been one of the best run defenses again since they got Roquan Smith. So should be able to shut down Lamar or Joe Mixon, and that defense or that offensive backfield in general. So I'll take the Ravens just to keep it close. I do think the Bengals will move on, but I'll take the Ravens getting plus 9.5.
Okay. So you like the Bengals to win outright. Is Lamar Jackson back in Baltimore next year?
I think so. Yeah, I think he will be.
Okay.
I think it's just a contract thing where it's, you know, he's been betting on himself. I don't know if it's worth the play while his knee is banged up. I don't know if the team thinks it's worth it either. So maybe they're just kind of playing the long ball and it's not worth it. The Bengals seems good anyways. So it's hard to say. But one play I do like that I'm going to take, I don't like always doing this, but I just really think these teams are going to move on. I'd be shocked if they lost. They're all at home. I'm going to do a money line parlay. I hate to do it. Give me the Bengals, the Bills, and the 49ers. It's almost even odds. I think it's like, you know, a dollar to win 90 cents.
Okay.
I just would be shocked if any of those teams win. So that's something I took personally. I don't always like doing that. It's cheeky, but I just think these teams all should have some success in the playoffs, and I don't see them losing first round. So that's something I'll just take, you know, off the show.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like I actually locked in a parlay last week myself. Did a little money line parlay as well, and really needed to come through, honestly. But 49ers, Bills, Bengals, and Vikings plus 205. Vikings versus Giants kind of scare me a little bit, but I'm gonna hope and pray that that can come through for me.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right. So our last game of the wild card weekend bracket, we have Monday Night Football. And we have the 5-seed wild card Dallas Cowboys. They are -3. They are the favorites going on the road. And they're traveling to Tampa Bay, taking on the 4-seeded Bucks. And they are the NFC South champions. Over-under for this game, 45 points. Nate's taking a pass. And I know you already mentioned you had a teaser on this one, but just real quick, run that teaser back for us.
Yeah, I'm going to tease the Bucks up to +9 with Jacksonville Jaguars +8.5. Again, I just think that the Bucks defensively are healthy now. You know, they weren't at all points of the season. Towards the middle of the season, they lost some guys on both sides of the ball. They're a healthier unit. I think they're going to have, you know, success shutting down the Cowboys receivers, quite frankly, and their run offense. So I think it's going to be more of a defensive battle. I like the Cowboys when it was -2.5. Once it got to 3, I just feel like, give me the Bucks. Let's tease it up and just hope for a close defensive game.
Okay.
So I will tease the Bucks up to 9 with Jacksonville Jaguars +8.5.
Okay. Sounds good. So do you have the Cowboys winning outright though?
You know, I think, but it's hard. It's hard to say that. So
okay.
I'm not going to take that personally. I will just, if I do, you know, I'll just tease the Bucks and just hope for a close game.
Is this Tom Brady's last game in Tampa Bay?
I think so. Okay. One stat we will see, though, Tom Brady has been a playoff underdog 4 times in his since 2019. He's 4-0 straight up and 4-0 against the spread. So, you know, take with that what you will, but
okay. We'll
see.
All right. And then, of course, we have our 2 number one seeds on bye this weekend. We have the AFC one seed Kansas City Chiefs and the NFC one seed Philadelphia Eagles, both automatically advancing to next week, and they will just default play the lowest seed of each conference to move on. So that's something to watch for. Let's go ahead and recap our picks real quick. For Nate, he has 3 plays, 1 teaser, 2 single bets, and there's 5 units in play. He has the teaser Chargers Jags over 41.5 with the Bills -7. That's a 3 unit NLOD. He has the Vikings -3 and the Seahawks +10. And then, Tone, I see you have 5 plays, 1 teaser, 4 single bets, 5 units in play. What do you got for us this week?
I have the 49ers team total over 24.5, a teaser of Jacksonville +8.5 with the Bucks +9, the Bills team total over 28, Vikings -3, and the Ravens +9.5.
All right. And then we have 1 luck it in this week. And for back-to-back weeks, we're lucking in the Vikings -3. That hit
wow.
for both of you last week, so I'm hoping that hits for everyone this week. I also need that, so it'd be greatly appreciated. For those listening at home, tail it, follow it, fade it, let us know what you think. But that's what we got for the wild card weekend. Tone, I got a few questions for you here before we move on, just a few talking points I want to get your opinion on. I mentioned that we have the Chiefs and the Eagles as the one seed. Do you feel like those teams are so much more dominant? You're going chalk this year, or would you take the field?
I would take the field. There's just so much parity and so much talent in the NFL. I would certainly take the field. You got some really tough teams out there.
Fair enough. Fair enough. I have Nate taking the field as well. My next question here, which of the wild card teams in this bunch are most likely to make it to the Super Bowl if you absolutely had to pick one?
Oh man, I guess I gotta take the. Yeah, I think it's their year. Give me the Bills.
Okay.
I wouldn't take the 49ers, but it's hard. You know, still got third string quarterback Brock Purdy in there. So I'll take Josh Allen and the Bills.
Okay. That's also what Nate's going with on this one. Which of the divisional winners do you think are most likely to be upset this weekend?
Oh, divisional winners be upset. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see it. But if I had to pick one, I might pick the Bengals.
Oh, okay. Okay. I hate
to do it.
All right. And not really an upset per se, but Nate did take Tampa Bay. They are the divisional winners, and they're going up against the Cowboys.
Okay. Okay.
Of all the teams, all of the positions, offense and defense, who do you think is the most crucial player this year or this week to advance in the postseason?
I mean, obviously, you got some really good quarterbacks. I think I'd want to say even, you know, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, those teams aren't the same without him. But I might have to go with someone like Micah Parsons. I mean, this Cowboys, if they have any chance to get into the Super Bowl, it's because of their defense. And he's a clear leader on their defense. So if he were to go down, I just don't see that if they'd had any chance to make it to the Super Bowl. So I'd probably go with Micah Parsons.
Okay, I like that answer. That's a good one. Nate is personally going to be going with Brock Purdy as the most crucial player this weekend.
Okay, I like that.
My next question for you, what team in the playoffs this season will not be in next year's playoffs? If you had to pick one.
For me, it's the Bucks. I think Tom Brady's done. That team's going to get shaken up, and they barely made it in this year. They got some teams that in their division that can definitely pass them up, so I would have to go with the Bucks.
Yeah, I think that's a good answer. I think this is probably going to be it for Tampa Bay, so hopefully they make the most of it. Nate's personally going with Seattle, so that's more of a fluke year for them, so doesn't expect to see Seattle in there. I wouldn't be surprised if either were missing next year, personally. All right, next question, and naturally, what team sitting at home will be in the playoffs next season?
Oh, man, I think the Jets. I think the Jets are headed in the right direction on both sides of the ball, especially if Breece Hall can come back healthy. You know, they can still add some pieces. That defense is tough. I think that they can make it here next year.
They're a solid team. Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. On the other conference, Nate has Detroit, which I think I wouldn't be surprised if Detroit and New York Jets both are in the playoffs next year.
I like that.
All right. And then naturally, my last question for you guys, it's just which game are you most looking forward to this weekend?
Maybe that. I don't know, honestly. Maybe the Vikings-Giants games, because there should be some offense. It's the highest total on the board. The Bills game could be a blowout. 49ers, that could be a solid game. But I'd probably have to go with that Vikings-Giants game.
Okay. And then obviously that's going to be Nate's answer as well. So, okay. That's our few questions for the wild card weekend. We're going to be wrapping up here soon. But before we do so, we got to give out our DraftKings for this weekend. I have Nate's picks. Obviously, you have yours. I'll go ahead and kick it off with Nate's picks. And starting at quarterback, we got Trevor Lawrence at 5.7K. How about you?
So with my quarterback, I'm going to go with Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, 5.6K. I just think that this Vikings team can definitely be taken advantage of. And I think Daniel Jones has been very solid lately. At that price point, there's a ton of potential. So I'll take Daniel Jones for 5.6K.
All right. And for Nate, RB1, rolling out to San Francisco, we're going with Christian McCaffrey at 8.9K.
Very nice. I'll take another high-class running back. Give me Saquon Barkley, 7.9K, another giant. Again, going against this Minnesota run defense. Maybe he'll even catch a pass if we get lucky. So I'll take Saquon for 7.9K.
Okay. RB2, we're going to Cincinnati, and Nate's going to be going with Joe Mixon at 6.8K.
All right. Very nice. For my RB2, I'm going to go with Jeff Wilson Jr., 5.4K. I think Raheem Mostert could be banged up. He got hurt in the game last week. I don't know if he'll play. And if he is out or is even banged up, that leaves a ton of potential for Jeff Wilson Jr. At 5.4K, I'll take that all day.
Okay, nice. For Nate's wide receiver one, this would have to be my most crucial player as far as the playoffs go this weekend. It's Justin Jefferson, 8.4K. If they are going to advance, he's gonna have to have a big game this weekend. So Justin Jefferson, 8.4K.
Oh yeah, definitely. You gotta look that in all day. I'll take JJ at home against the Giants secondary. Yeah, I'll take Justin Jefferson, 8.4K.
All right. Next up, wide receiver two. As always, we like to pair our quarterbacks with the receiver. And we got to go Christian Kirk, 5.9K. We're looking for Trevor Lawrence. So throw a TD, maybe even two to Christian Kirk and boost that DraftKings stats up.
Very nice. With my wide receiver two, give me T. Higgins, 6.5K. Again, just going against that Ravens secondary. They have gotten better as a unit, but I think that the run will be stopped. Maybe Joe Burrow can get it going in the passing game. And I feel like I take T. Higgins almost every week. I can't help myself. So yeah. I'll take T. Higgins for 6.5K.
Okay. All right. And a wide receiver three, we're going a little bit lower here. We're a little bit towards the bottom here. We're going to be going to the New York Giants. We're taking Hodgins at 5.1K.
Hodgins? Oh, yes. Okay. Very nice. With my third wide receiver, I'll go a little lower too. Give me Zay Jones for 4.3K. I think that although they do have Joey Bosa back and they'll put more pressure on Trevor Lawrence, I think that they can definitely get some passing game going against that Chargers defense. So I'll take Zay Jones. Hopefully he'll get some looks. Maybe he'll get in the end zone. 4.3K.
Okay. Tight end. We're going to the Monday Night Football game. We're going to Dallas and we're taking Dalton Schultz at 4.3K.
I'm going to go ahead and take Dawson Knox at 4K. So I'll go ahead and take Dawson Knox 4K. He didn't quite get double digits last game. He was 9.3, but he had double digits in, you know, about four out of his last five games. He's really been getting pretty involved in the Bills offense. And I think that they could score a bunch of points. So I'll take Dawson Knox for 4K.
Okay. And at flex, we're going to continue implementing the two tight end system here. We're going out to the Seahawks, and we're taking in tight end Parkinson at 2.5K.
Okay, wow. I'm going to do a two tight end system as well, but give me Mark Andrews for 5.2K. I just think that's way too high of a ceiling at that price point. So give me Mark Andrews, 5.2K. Finally had a good game last week at 22 points. You know, he had 100 yards. 9 targets. I just think that he's a focal point of that offense because they really always gotten as far as receivers go. So I'll take Mark Andrews, 5.2K.
Okay. And I'm going to round out Nate's defense. I got to assume that this is going to be a luck it in. It just feels too low. It's the Buffalo Bills at 2.5K. Just going up against a possible... Well, they got the third string quarterback in there. It's just a rough situation in Miami. So Buffalo at 2.5K sounds right. What do you think? Are we locking that in?
We're going to have to. Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo 2.5K as well.
Okay.
Too much value not to.
All right. Well, then let's go ahead and recap our DraftKings real quick. For Nate, it's Trevor Lawrence at 5.7. CMC 8.9, Joe Mixon at 6.8. We have Hodgins 4.1, JJ at 8.4, Christian Kirk 5.9, Dalton Schultz 4.3, Parkinson 2.5, and lastly, the Bills at 2.5.
Hold on, that's a typo. The Bills are 3.3. Because I was going to take Jaguars, but I'm like, well, wait, if the Bills are that low, I have to take the Bills. Nate has an invalid lineup. Unless his math was just all, I mean, maybe it's still right, but
3.3. We'll upgrade that to 3.3. Okay.
So I'll go ahead and take the Jacksonville Jaguars just so I keep, you know, within my salary. But it was one of those things I was like, well, shit, if they're that low, I got to take them. That's too good of value. Okay.
All right. Well, you want to run down your DraftKings roster real quick for us here?
Yeah. So my quarterback, Daniel Jones, 5.6K. Running back, Saquon Barkley, Jeff Wilson Jr., 7.9K and 5.4. Wide receivers, Justin Jefferson, 8.4K, T. Higgins, 6.5, Zay Jones, 4.3, tight end, Dawson Knox, 4,000, flex, Mark Andrews, 5.2, and my defense, Jaguars, 2.7K.
All right. Fair enough. Good stuff. It's a wild card weekend. We're going to wrap it up, but we got to go ahead and run back our what did he say question of the week. Let's see if you can make up some more ground on D-Say or if he's going to get one up on you guys. No answer from Nate, so I'm going to allow you to give two answers on your behalf.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let me go ahead and run this question back for you real quick, give you a little bit more time to think about it. TJ Watt continued his dominance versus the Browns, recording half a sack, bringing his total to 15 sacks in 10 career games versus the Browns. And naturally, our question is, which NFL player holds the most career sacks versus one specific team? And bonus, if you can name the team they hold the record against.
Wow. Oh, man. I just don't know. Michael Strahan, the Cowboys.
Great guess. Unfortunately, that is not correct, but he is up there. That is
okay. Reggie White and the Lions.
Reggie White and the Lions. That is also a very great guess, but unfortunately...
Sorry, Nate. I let us down.
That's okay, though. I mean, it's a good question. It's a good answer. Both of your guys were very close. It was actually Bruce from the Bills. He's the career sack leader, and he's number one on this list. And the team that he got that record against is the New York Jets.
Oh, okay. Wow. Very nice. It was a divisional thing, so
yes.
I was right in that, right in that aspect. But okay. All right. Well, shout out to D-Say. He really has been killing those questions. He's had a fantastic season with the What Did He Say's.
Absolutely. So that's LCP 8, D-Say 12. We're going to keep this going through the postseason, so it's not over yet. He's been giving us some two-part questions, so maybe next week we can make up some more ground on it. But other than that, my guy Tone, pleasure recording with you. As far as on my end, that's all I got. What about you? Anything else, brother?
Yeah, I think that's all I got. I did want to shout out Carlell, my guy. He did end up winning his fantasy football league. We mentioned it back a couple weeks ago, but he had a two-week playoff. Brutal, just brutal. You hate to see it. Went all the way through week 18, but he was victorious and got the dub. So shout out my guy.
Hell yeah. All right, brother. Well, best of luck to your picks this week. Best of luck to Nate. Hopefully that Vikings luck it in hits. That means my parlay is probably going to hit then. So for all the listeners, best of luck out there. As always, be responsible in your gambling. Don't chase losses. And don't get too beat up over the bad beats. It's part of the game. But that's going to wrap us up this week. For your moderator, BOL, Tone.
Adios.
Adios. We'll see you next week.
Peace. I'm out of here.